This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial are here to help you. If you have questions, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air and get those questions answered. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klaasfinancial.com. It is a fantastic website. You can learn all about Klaus Financial, their different divisions and things that they specialize in. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also in that newsletter, there is a link to the most recent podcast. Of course, in the morning sometimes we get busy, whether it's getting the kids off to school or running to Starbucks to get a coffee. Sometimes you miss part of the show and you want to get caught up. You'll get that delivered in your email each and every week from Klaus. Again, just get to klausfinancial.com and sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And joining us this morning, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you both along. And again, CJ and Malia come to us from Klaus Financial, and they are here to help. If you have questions, to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. This morning, we're going to be talking about that debt word, and we'll find out a little bit about that and the importance of understanding the different types of debt. And of course, as you're going towards retirement, we'll talk a little bit about different circumstances with CJ and Malia. But first, before we get on this week's topic, of course, each and every week we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week, got a fantastic opportunity to win a $25 gift card for Cabela's. And we'll tell you this. We'll tell you how you can win a little bit later, but a little tip, just listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up in each and every show. Before we get rolling again on this week's conversation about debt, let's talk about last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only go over that, but also find out what the answer was as well.
Yes, so again, thanks for listening out there. We appreciate you calling in, and a special shout-out to our winner last week was Ann from DeForest. So good job, Ann. Our question was, according to the National Funeral Directors Association, also known as the NFDA, what are they estimating the cremation rate to be by 2035? A different topic we handled last week. The answer to that was they estimate that by 2035, cremation rate will be almost 80%.
Wow. And again, we did that last week, and that was last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. New one will come up during this week's program as well, so listen closely to the show. And by the way, if you're interested, say, what are they talking about last week? Maybe you missed it. You can, of course, listen to the podcast at klausfinancial.com. As mentioned, we're going to talk about debt, and let's talk, get kind of going. When you guys help people, you know, when it comes to planning for retirement, there's that kind of that issue that comes up, which is the amount of debt that people carry on their balance sheet. I would assume that that's part of that important conversation, isn't it?
It is. We talk quite a bit about this on the show, and we would liken ourselves quite a bit to Dave Ramsey's approach as it pertains to debt. So Dave Ramsey, for those who don't know, is kind of this finance guru that focuses on helping people pay down debt and live their lives free of these cash flow constraints. So debt, as you think about it, in preparation for retirement, debt takes your income, right? Again, let me repeat that. Debt takes your income. So if you have a mortgage or a car payment, or if you have student loans, you have these required payments that the banks or institutions obviously take from you. And so if you are approaching retirement, what do we want to do? Well, we want to free up your cash flow as much as possible so that it doesn't take you as much to comfortably live your lifestyle. So said another way, we have some clients who have $50,000 a year of retirement income, and yet they tell us they are living very comfortably in retirement. We have others who have $200,000 to $300,000 a year of retirement income, and they feel constrained and they're living paycheck to paycheck. So let me ask the listeners, what's the difference between those two? And the answer is debt. One has required outflow. So even though they have a lot of income, they don't feel very comfortable. Another has less income, but no debt. And so they live comfortably. So set up a plan. We would encourage you, if you really want to get a good posturing or kind of a good rework of how you should look at debt, listen to Dave Ramsey. He has something called Financial Peace University. He's written 3 or 4 different books on this particular topic. Listen to him, and he will help to reorient how basically the world is driven by banks and financial institutions that are marketing so heavily to you to use their debt that we start to morph our realities. Dave Ramsey will help you reset that reality, sometimes in a slightly offensive way, but he's great. His principles are good.
You mentioned the slightly offensive way. I think his very simple way of handling debt is he's got 3 words, which is debt is dumb.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he says. He says dumb and stupid, and you're an idiot quite a bit. But you know what? I appreciate it. That's his job, is to kind of shock people into realizing what they're doing. And then, you know, some people ask us, okay, I get it. I need to focus on eliminating debt or limiting it, at least by the time I get to retirement. But what about saving for retirement versus paying down debt, right? Which one should take priority? And so we like to give rules of thumb. The rule of thumb should be any high interest or unsecured debt should always be priority number one to eliminate. Then becomes retirement savings and so on and so forth. But again, I would just focus you on Dave Ramsey. He has some really great principles. He calls them baby steps on building up a small emergency reserve, then attacking your high interest credit card debt, eliminating anything besides a mortgage, then saving about 15% to retirement. So he has some really great rules of thumb that we would basically abide by. The only one we would be slightly different on would be we want people to always take advantage of the match that their employer offers on a 401k plan. Because usually that matches up to 3-4% of your income, and it's not going to make a huge difference in your debt elimination anyways. But again, I could go one way or another depending upon who the individual is. So again, try to do both, but focus on debt elimination first.
And one of the things too, if you do have that matching opportunity, that's literally giving yourself a raise if you're not taking it. You're literally getting more money.
Yes.
It's a great opportunity there. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great information on the website. And of course, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia and CJ, they are here to help right now at 321-1310 or toll-free 877-235-1310. One of the things I hear people talking about is, oh, I'll just take a loan. I'll just borrow from my retirement account to pay off debt. What's the advice there?
Well, and that's an idea a lot of people have. In fact, we just did a whole show on it a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it's probably not the first idea that we're going to support. It's certainly an option, and that's why we have discussed it. So, you know, again, people look at their options. Hopefully they look at their options. How can I get out of debt? And so typically borrowing from your 401k, while it may be what we would consider a lower interest loan for yourself, in the end, it could create bigger and bigger problems for you. One of the first things we talk about is it's probably a bad habit that you shouldn't get started with, because people tend to destroy their future retirement in lieu of what's going on today. It's something you need to sit down and look at with your financial advisor, though. You need to look at options of how to start escaping from this debt, because as CJ said, we don't want to run into retirement with this, you know, basically a chokehold on our income every month. Some of the things people don't realize when you borrow from your own 401k is if you were to get laid off, and you have this outstanding loan that you're needing to pay back with every paycheck, well, suddenly you're laid off, and or you've been riffed or removed. And what happens generally is that you have to repay that loan back in 60 days from leaving the employer. So what ends up happening is not only are you going to have to pay back the loan that you took out, you're also probably going to, if you're under 59 and a half, have to pay a 10% penalty on that money. So again, not a great habit to get into, but is something that people do look towards doing sometimes. And again, another idea is to consider this. If you're really getting close to retirement and you're looking at some serious debt issues, maybe you just need to consider working a little longer than you first planned, especially with longevity out there. Sometimes we see people wanting to retire at 62, and yet if they're going to possibly be around till 92, maybe you can work a couple extra years so you can have a better retirement with less stress.
Really good advice there, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Learn all about Kloss Financial from the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. A chance for you to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Cabela's. Again, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, CJ and Malia, they're here to help. Our number's 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number's here at the station, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, we'll get you right on the air. Don't forget as well, you can call Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison anytime, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online at klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning, talking debt on this program. And let's get to the amount of debt that Americans carry. I think sometimes we'll hear reports, good news, Americans are coming down when it comes to debt. And then you'll get another report, oh, well, starting to rack the debt up. Where is this debt coming from?
Well, this is fascinating, actually, because there's some counterintuitive aspects of debt relative to the economy, also known as the savings rate of the average American. So the historical savings rate of Americans across the country has actually been right around 3%. So let me repeat that, around America, around 3%. However, back in 2007, before the 08 debacle, right, subprime lending meltdown, market melted down, before that, the savings rate had actually dipped negative. Okay, so the average American was not saving. Now, I'm not saying every listener, right? I'm saying the average American was actually spending more than they were making. Sounds a lot like the federal government, as a matter of fact, right? So that's fascinating because the market was doing well leading up to the 08 correction, right? So when the economy does well, people do what? They spend more and save less. When the recession occurred in 08 through 08, 09, 2010, what actually happened is people stopped spending. The savings rate in America went up to around 10-12%, which is one of the reasons the stock market struggled so much, because corporations couldn't get people to buy their goods and services. Okay, so it's kind of counterintuitive. You think, oh, a great recession, that must mean that people are taking on more debt. And it's actually the opposite. People take on debt when they feel good about their jobs. They spend more money when they feel good about their jobs. When the economy and recessions occur, they spend less. So, some fun facts here. Total household debt is known as mortgages, student loans, car loans, credit cards. And again, in the Great Recession, what is known as back in 2008, there was a savings rate change. However, debt most recently, here's what's most interesting. Most recently, debt hit a new high of $13 trillion last year. This is, again, household debt, surpassing the previous record that was set before the Great Recession by over $280 billion. So now, total household debt has exceeded what it was back before the Great Recession. Now, be careful with this. Some people go, oh, I get it. The market's about to collapse. That's what you're telling me, CJ. That's not what we're saying. But we are saying, wake up, America. Wake up. just because you're making more money and you're doing better doesn't mean you need to go submit all of your income to banks and credit card companies. That's foolish, or in the words of Dave Ramsey, that's dumb. Okay, I didn't mean that. People are going to be offended. Okay, so here's some fun facts. The average American by category, or by, I should say, by age bracket, has the following amounts of debt. So if you're under the age of 35, the average adult has $67,400 of total household debt. If you're between 35 and 44, the average household debt is $133,000. Between 45 and 55, it's $135,000. Between 55 and 64, it's about $108,000. So it's coming down now. And then here's the category that's most interesting to Malia and myself, which is between 65 and 74. So those are kind of critical retirement years. The average household has $66,000 of debt. Here's the point we're making. We don't want you to be average or slightly above average. We want you to be radical and be radically different by having zero. Be one of those that brings that average down. When you get to 65, 74, your goal or your plan should be to have that debt number at zero.
Great advice as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, even a good interest rate is still a rate. You're still paying something. Even if you're getting a fantastic rate, you're still paying for it. So great advice from CJ and Malia as always. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, love to hear from you right now. Our number is 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll free 877-235-1310. You can call Kloss Financial anytime as well. No cost for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Take more of your calls, and we'll also talk a little bit about some of the areas when it comes to rates and where that interest rates are, whether it's credit cards and home loans and auto loans, those type of things. We'll find out from CJ and Malia what we need to know there next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial, you can find them online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial up on the website. And, of course, their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Talking with Malia and CJ this morning about debt and the importance of understanding debt, especially as you get towards retirement or are in retirement. We talked a little bit about the amount of debt Americans are carrying, broke it down by age group. Let's talk about some tips then to help people when it comes to achieving that retirement security. And if they have debt, what do they need to do? What do they need to know?
Well, I think we'll start out with a four-letter word. It's stop, S-T-O-P, okay? Stop adding to your debt balances. And really, it's as easy as, believe it or not, taking some of those credit cards, and that's usually where we're seeing a lot of the debt accumulate. Take them out of your wallet to reduce the temptation and cut them up. And you'll learn that if you follow some of these credit card reduction strategies. Finally, use our debt reduction calculator. There's a lot of good ones out there. You can go to bankrate.com and find one that you can put in all your different balances, your interest rates, and so forth. Because you really have to figure out a good plan on how to extinguish your debt as quickly as possible. And prioritize. So obviously paying off high interest credit card debt is the first thing you want to do. Just something to note right now, we are in the land of rising interest rates right now. And so according to WalletHub right now, credit card interest rates are averaging around 13.08%. Obviously, we know there's a lot of them out there for 24%. So you really have to make a plan and make this happen. And it starts with just stopping the spend right now.
One thing, too, be careful cutting those cards up. A lot of them are being made out of metal now.
So yes, you might ruin your scissors.
Yes, exactly.
Or your shredder.
Exactly. Be careful on that stuff. But great advice. Before we get to Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, let's talk just a little bit about kind of the takeaway overall from today's show and kind of the important lessons that we've kind of talked about today.
Yeah, so the takeaway from the show today is take charge of your cash flow. Right. So the best way to live freely in retirement is to focus on elimination of debt while some sort of reasonable savings rate as you head towards retirement. There's an old biblical proverb that's very simple that packs a really big punch. And it goes like this. Debt makes you a slave. Cash makes you a king. What do you want to be in retirement?
Great advice. Fantastic stuff, as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Again, don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn a lot about Kloss Financial, all their different divisions, and how they can help you. And, of course, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter right on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number now. It's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes to call the Kloss Financial office from the 30 minutes from the end of this show to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Cabela's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How much debt does the average American between the ages of 65 and 74 have? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize. And again, don't forget, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You can set that up by giving them a call right now at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, great talking to both of you guys. You have a great week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dan Connery comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.